From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that on December 19th, the 22-member Climate Action Council voted in favor of New York's scoping plan for energy. New York's plan for combating climate change mandates that 70% of the state's power come from clean sources by 2030 and an 85% reduction in greenhouse gases from 1990 levels by 2050 and a zero-emissions power grid by 2040. 12 of the 22-member council are state agency or authority chiefs who serve directly or indirectly under Governor Kathy Hochul, so the plan was expected to pass. And it did, 19-3, but not without dissent. Paul Stephson, dean at SUNY Stony Brook School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences, said at a Climate Action Council meeting earlier this month, and I quote, "I object to any notion that we have a need for hydrogen," end quote. The natural gas industry, though, wants to keep making money. Gavin Donahue, president and CEO of the Independent Power Producers of New York, asked, and I quote, "What is the alternative fuel that is going to replace gas in the future?" End quote. This vote is for the broad outline of the state's plan to combat climate change. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos, who is co-chair of the climate panel, said, and I quote, "This plan serves as a bold, monumental achievement, not just for New York State, but for the nation and the world, which centers on equity and climate justice across all sectors, building opportunities for all, and ensuring we have a workforce that can transition as seamlessly as possible in our new clean energy economy," end quote. Next year, regulatory agencies such as the DEC will begin writing the actual regulations to get a carbon-free power grid. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tyler A. McNeil reports for the Daily Gazette that on January 6th, Schoharie County will begin conducting a survey to gauge the quantity, challenges, and output of farmers in one of the state's most rural counties. Nick Kosman, the County Development Specialist for Agricultural Business, said, and I quote, "My main concern is that farmers don't have a ton of time to fill out a pages-long survey, and it was my goal originally to make sure this was less than 20 questions, and we're down to less than 15 at this point," end quote. In 2016, a similar survey found that farmers averaged 26 years in business, owned 168 acres, or rented 125 acres, and most farms specialized in dairy production. A quarter of land use in Schoharie County is for agriculture. Between 2007 and 2017, Schoharie County was the only local county to gain in both farmland acreage, 1,450 acres, and producers, 16. Kosman said, and I quote, "If you're looking with sort of a traditional view of where there are the 200 cow dairies and the 100-acre farms, our average farm size has decreased pretty steadily over the years. But we are having a lot more people, I believe, and this is kind of what I'm hoping this survey will prove. A lot of people who are doing more farming on a smaller scale," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. The Times Union is reporting that New York has acquired 1,300 acres of forest and greenland in the Taconic Mountains to preserve open space. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced that the land in the Rensselaer County town of Berlin will connect the Taconic Ridge and Berlin State Forest. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos said, and I quote, "DEC and our partners are continuing to collaborate with stakeholders to permanently protect the Taconic Ridge and the valuable ecological and recreational opportunities it provides. The newest 1,300 acres will help connect and enhance DEC's existing state forest network and builds upon our ongoing progress in conserving this Capital Region national treasure," end quote. The purchase for $890,000 through the state's Environmental Protection Fund will link together more than 12,000 acres of state forest. The land includes a tributary of the Little Hoosick River, a wild trout stream, and 80 acres of critical grassland habitat. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.